Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. Yes, we are the food guys. We want to talk about corn syrup again and high fructose corn syrup specifically. Interesting little study that's come to our attention. Thanks to our muse, Dorothy.
My wonderful wife, Dorothy. Yes, yes, she is our muse.
She sort of guides us through all this.
Well, she's always on the lookout for things that she feels that we might be interested in and that our listeners might be interested in. And so she passes things on to both of us. Then we look things over. And if we agree, then we pursue and do a show or two on it.
Particularly things of a scientific kind of background, because she's a scientist herself, as are you.
Yes.
And here's an interesting article that has studied whether colon tumors in mice actually feed on high fructose corn syrup when they're fed that.
And they're fed that via a soft drink or soda.
Yeah, and that is to say the tumor itself feeds on that and grows.
Right.
So that was a very interesting study that was done by, Cantley, Lewis Cantley, biochemist.
Yes.
And his postdoctorate at the time, Jia Yun, whether there was a very direct link between sweet drinks and cancer. And that's given the widespread use of high fructose corn syrup in our modern diets, that is, I would say, an extremely interesting topic.
Well, it is. And I think we have to keep in mind high fructose corn syrup is a manufactured product.
Right.
It's not glucose, which is natural. Mm-hmm. And so, and it was manufactured basically because at the time they felt that sugar prices were too high, so they make you could even call it a drug, I guess, high fructose corn syrup, which is a combination of fructose and glucose. And but it's very different from regular sugar, glucose. Yeah. Glucose, as you said, is manufactured by, metabolized by every cell of the body.
Yeah.
Fructose is not.
No, fructose is the real key element here. And when they manufactured HFCS, the original work that was done in the 60s, they came up, they actually didn't increase the amount of fructose very much compared to what it is in ordinary table sugar, sucrose. Mm-hmm. It was about 50-50. It's half sucrose and half fructose. Mm-hmm. They increased it to about 55%. But in fact, they've improved their ability to manufacture it in higher degrees. They now produce one that's 95% fructose. It's not used very often except to actually help create HFCS for use in various products for sweetening soda drinks, for instance. Mm-hmm. Mostly it's that 55% fructose HFCS. It's called HFCS 55.
Oh, fact, really? It's got its own name now.
And you can key into that because there are certain machines that are Coca-Cola, for instance, has a machine in which you can make your own drink by poking little things on your little screen. You can find them in fancy theaters and stuff like that. Make your own little drink. They're very delightful. That HFCS is HFCS 65.
Uh-huh. Even
higher. Not good, folks.
Well,
stay
so
away
what
from
was
it.
This study really about, John?
Well, the study was about, whether or not these cells actually are, these tumor cells are actually feeding on that fructose. And it turns out that they are. Not every cell does, in fact, open itself up to fructose. Only in the liver is it metabolized in human beings.
And then in these mice, it was the colon cancer cells.
And these tumors grew.
These as a result of the HFCS.
Yeah, very evidently. Now, I've looked at what were the criticisms of this study on the internet, and there's the usual number of naysayers who say, you know, there's really, they make all this fuss about HFCS, but it's the same as sugar. It's just the same as sugar. It's not the same as sugar, table sugar. Fructose is metabolized in quite a different way.
Well, it's metabolized in the liver.
It's a very dangerous
mostly.
Way. I think historically, and this is backed up from all the studies that I've done, historically in ancient times, basically, fructose, what was its value? Why did it even exist? It mainly exists in fruits. That's where we find it. But it always exists in combination with fiber, a very large amount of fiber, and a number of other nutrients that are quite useful for you.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it was a hedge that animals employed very eagerly against famine, which comes seasonally, if no other occasion. But in most of human history, up until about 15 minutes ago, we endured famine constantly. It was a constant part of our environment. This is no longer the case. It's not the case at all. As a consequence, we're consuming way too much fructose because it's being produced in this liquid form that it's like mainlining.
And then it's also being added to other products.
Yes, that's the real problem.
You know, lots of canned foods have HFCS added to it. You have to read labels. You know, you just have to read labels. And then, you know, you and I have said many, many times, John, if you want something sweet, eat fruit.
Eat the fruit
and get all the benefits. Avoid fruit juices even, because there's no benefit to the fruit juice other than raising your blood sugar. Whereas when you're eating the fruit, you're getting the benefit of the fiber, and you're getting minerals, and you're getting all kinds of great things. And what I do is when I'm hungry, I grab an apple. I just eat lots of apples, and I'll eat grapes, and I'll do all of that. But I will try to avoid liquid juices.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, just an added thing, I'm now seeing little things saying fruit is not good for you.
Really?
Forget that, folks. It's all good. And come back next week for
The Food Guys.